Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Sex, Love, and What Else Matters. We have Brittany freaking Cartwright.
Hey.
Taking time out of your extremely busy schedule right now with the launch of the Valley.
Woohoo!
I gotta say, from obviously having experienced all this, you are the number one person in the group, period, as far as bringing everybody together.
Like,
you're the link.
Yes,
you're the reason. I think you're mostly the reason that this exists, because you are the center of, you throw these parties, you do all these things that otherwise we wouldn't come together.
Oh, so, thank you. That means a lot to me. That was super sweet.
Luke, you're so sweet.
made my day.
Yeah. Well, it is true, though, because you and I did press recently for the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So, yay, really quick. Yay, everyone. It freaking premiered.
I know, that's
we
crazy.
Did it.
We did it. And it did really good.
And it did really
well.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
We found out the numbers for our overnights, which if you don't know about television or ratings or how that works, but it's basically how the networks get paid is like the advertisers pay money and then they look at the amount of people, what the audience looked like, mm-hmm. and there are overnights, and then there's, I don't even know what it is these days, because I don't pay a whole lot of attention, unfortunately. I haven't been on TV in a minute, neither of us have.
Nope.
And Luke, he hasn't been on TV in a minute, you know what I mean?
About 32 years.
Yeah, it's been a while. But they, anywho, so they look at the numbers of the viewers, and so there's an overnight, and then there's, I think, like a plus seven, like plus a week, plus three, maybe 3 days. And it tells them, like, if you were streaming it and you recorded it, mm-hmm. so you don't watch it right
away. So it's more people, even, like, over the next couple of days that we're going to find out that actually watched it.
So we're really grateful.
Yeah.
And
thanks for watching and judging us.
And so having, Oh, my God, I'm dead.
I mean, it is what we're asking for, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, I don't request it, but I understand it could happen.
I'm so glad that on the show, at least they showed why my face looked like that, because the trailer, I know we talked about it whenever you were on mine, but in the trailer, there was no explanation why I had a frowny face. So I was so glad that episode one, it showed me wearing my head bandage.
So Luke, Brittany and I talked about this on When Reality Hits.
Yes.
And remember when we were, sorry, I'm laughing so hard. I'm a little stoned, guys. Truth be told, but when we were filming the intro, right, we were in the bright colored outfits. We were at Universal Studios lot, by the way, guys.
That was awesome.
We'll talk about that later. But we were all there and I started recording. I was like, I'm going to do some behind the scenes. And I did that weird frowny face filter where it makes make it look like you're really sad. And I'm like, are you excited? I should post some of these on my Instagram. But it's like, are
you excited? Brittany's face.
Yeah.
Put the Brittany face.
And Luke, you know what I'm talking about, right?
Or
that weird filter where it looks like you're really, really sad.
Oh, yes, yes. I know.
Because I didn't have mobility of my lower jaw yet.
Oh, I remember.
So I couldn't move it. There's a part where on the first episode, I'm like dancing to La-La, and like my bottom lip is completely sucked into my mouth because if I didn't hold it down, I couldn't like move it up and down very good. It was so hilarious.
In person, I never noticed a frowny face.
Oh,
I do
so
see
bad.
It on TV.
It's so bad.
In person, you always had your index finger. Finger and that little cleft you have below your lower lip.
I love that we're both sitting here doing it with our fingers like people can see us.
Yes. But that was the funniest part to me because it looked like ventriloquism in a way.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, watching that back, I'm like, why did I do it 3 weeks before? That was too soon. We're back to normal now, guys. We're back to normal.
She is back to normal. Her smile is shining bright.
It's brighter than ever.
Oh, good Lord. What else did you guys think of the first episode? But also, I just today saw the preview for next week. There was like two of them.
Oh, I haven't seen it yet. Is it bad?
We have to watch it and then we'll comment. Okay. Yes. Brittany, no, like I had no idea. So when we walked into Jax's, to your bar, I says Jax, I say Jax's and it sounds like I'm walking into Jax's house.
Yeah.
And it just makes me feel Jax's really
Studio
weird.
City.
Yes. So when we walked into the sports bar, Jax's Studio City, owned by you and your current husband.
Current.
And we walked in and the show was already playing and it was kind of the very end of it. And I was like, oh, what the hell? We were on East Coast feed and it was going to replay for us, right?
It was so confusing. I was like, come at 9, come at 7:30. Oh, it's already on at 7. What's happening?
Yeah. So when Luke and I walked in though, I heard, we talked about this today at home. We both heard his voice and turned toward like one of your 8, 9 TVs that are outside.
12.
A 12 TV. 12 TV.
I figured you would know. Yeah.
So we turn and I see Luke wearing this shirt that I know I haven't seen him wear on the show yet. And I'm like, wait, what the hell is that? What's happening? And then that was the end of the preview. And I'm like, what the frick? So Luke found it today. I failed miserably at Googling. Oh, but Luke found it.
Next week. Yeah, next week you actually get to hear me speak. You got to see me this past week. But
we filmed like a whole scene that you know, like it's crazy to whenever you realize what they put in an episode. Because like me and Luke talked in the pool forever and I don't think that was even on there.
Right.
No.
Did you look through all the pictures they sent us?
Like, oh, yeah,
right. Yeah.
Because they sent us behind the scene like pictures from the party at my house. And, you know, it was like, oh, I was sitting there. There's a scene where I'm talking to Luke for a long time. And then there's another time where I'm talking to Sheena for a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if that part was in there.
No.
And then Zach and Janet.
Yeah. Oh, they
like that whole part wasn't on there. I mean, there's just so, it's crazy because you never know what's going to go in the episode.
For sure. And also in our experience, Brittany, sometimes they don't put it in where it would be. What's the fucking
like word? On the first episode.
Chronologically.
Yeah. They'll flash back.
Exactly.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
It's like they're saving that. It's not that they're not going to show it because it did happen.
Yeah.
But in our experience being on Vanderpump for so long, they save that scene almost and they're like, right now it's not necessary, but once it is necessary to tell this part of the reality of the story, right? They use it as a flashback.
For sure.
So it started making sense to me.
Yep.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed and shedding? If you have kids, have you started seeing a little more of your scalp? Maybe menopause impacted your hormones and your hairline. And when it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeking thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding. Everyone's root causes of hair thinning are different, so a one-size-fits-all approach to hair growth doesn't cut it. Nutrafol has multiple formulas that are tailored to give your hair what it needs to grow throughout different stages, such as postpartum and menopause, as well as for different lifestyles, such as plant-based diets. Physician formulated with drug-free ingredients, Nutrafol supplements support healthy hair growth from within by targeting root causes of thinning as they evolve throughout a woman's life. Take their hair wellness quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. With Nutrafol, building a hair growth routine is simple. Purchase online, no prescription required. Free shipping and automated deliveries ensure you'll never miss a day. See results in just 3 to 6 months. Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair, and for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code DOTY. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. That's Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code DOTY. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code DOTY.
It was a really cute episode, though. I mean, I know there were some weird parts, but
it was like, for me. Oh, it was adorable for me. Yeah.
Jax, gosh.
It was such a shit episode for me.
Well, I mean, that was just like one little section, I feel like.
Jesse grabbed my titty and pissed me off.
Maybe I forget that. Am I forgetting that?
They didn't even show when I got my awesome tattoo that is your handwriting.
And
Brittany.
They didn't even show me. Me, Sheena, and Lala got all three of our kids' names tatted, and they didn't show that part either.
Yeah, it says GB for like Gibson and Bowie.
Yeah.
Because we share. Our first dogs are our brothers from the same litter. And I was like, this is fun. I love having my friend's handwriting on me.
I was like, my handwriting is terrible. Are you sure?
It turned out so cute. Good, though. Yeah.
It turned out cute.
Most of them were shitty, to be honest. But that one, I was like, that's it.
Oh. Yeah, that was something meaningful and it wasn't in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, it was a good episode though. And yeah. I feel like they're only going to get better and better and better. So I'm super excited. The fact that we had de-pantsing and a nipple twister at my freaking Janet County Fair party is so ridiculous. Our first episode and we're just acting like we're 12 years old.
Like literally.
Not all of us. Listen, not all of us. There's two culprits specifically that is going to be a recurring theme, I think. That's my guess.
Oh yeah. So. Jesse and Jax, the Jays.
Oh my god.
Jay
gosh.
And Jay. What a couple.
And so one of these previews, it's Jesse, Jax, and Jason. Which is actually Jason, and Jesse.
Yep, it is. Jason did a great job. Jason Capernaum. That was hilarious.
By the end of the summer, I started calling them the J Crew.
Yeah. There's so many.
Yeah, it was a lot of J's.
Oh my gosh, you guys. When I did as you guys know, listeners, we do these interview bites, those confessionals, mm-hmm. kind of those situations, bobblehead moments. And I cannot tell you how many times I would say, so it was Zach, Janet, and Jax, or Zach, Janet, and Jason, or something. And I would be like, Jasmine, Janet, Jax, Jason, Jesse. I would literally go like Xanax and Jasmine.
You definitely said Xanax more than once, which is so funny.
Yeah, oh, like what in the world brings that to your head?
I don't mix all these things. Yeah, Lord. But that scene with them playing hockey, I thought was fun. It was like back to the Vanderpump Rules days, like the boys riding their bikes.
Jax acts like he's so good, and Jesse was just hating on him so hard.
I saw Jax posted on Instagram today that clip, and he said, "It's because I'm a goalie."
Oh, I mean, that's a good excuse.
He was a goalie for real, though.
I know that. Yeah. But I just thought it was like a really fun scene.
Yeah, it was fun. It was cute.
And then awkward as hell, bringing up
the nipple.
What they're calling Nipplegate. That's what it said in the caption.
Oh my gosh.
But Jason's
those are
commentary.
Good previews. Like both of those, like people are going to want to watch.
Jason's like the Schwartz.
Yeah. You know? Jason did good in that interview, but that
like,
was funny.
The button of it, and it's like Jason doesn't think of it as like a button to like a comedic thing.
Yeah.
It's just how Jason speaks for real, you guys. But the button of his sentence, because he's very intelligent, obviously, but he says like, "Well, my nipples are really sensitive."
That was funny.
That's so good.
Oh my gosh. And then we have Luke and Jax, and Luke's invited to guys' night.
Luke's face, your cheeks were so red. Hey, I know you felt so uncomfortable.
Took a left turn real quick, is all I'm saying.
Trust me. I know we can't talk too much, but our side went, but our girls' night was not good either. So that's not even been shown yet. So this episode is going to be really good.
The first 7 minutes just came out. We haven't watched it, you guys, so I don't know. Maybe it is. But essentially what we'll give away is, if it's not on there, the guys had a night, so therefore we had a girls' night.
Yeah.
And our girls' night, I'm not going to tell you where it was or what happened.
No.
But
it's going to be a good episode, I can tell.
Oh, good for who?
Good for the audience.
Yes. For sure.
We got to remember we already lived through all this stuff.
You're right.
You know?
And we get to do it again.
Yeah. Try to think of it like that. Like now the world is going to judge us, whatever, but like, we got a really fun job, so we always try to see the positives in everything. Yeah. You know that.
I wish I could sing right now, but I would sing the Adele song, "Go Easy on Me." maybe our next episode.
Oh, man.
Anyway, we're really excited.
Yeah, so. I can tell that it's going to be a good show, and we're getting such good feedback, or at least what I've seen. Yeah. I'm not looking for nothing bad, though. So
I'll say for me, what's been so out of the norm is I haven't done press in a really long time. Really long time.
Oh yeah,
you've done press because even though you weren't on the show, you have
Jenny Craig press. Me and Jax did all that New York stuff. And we did Watch What Happens Live. You did that too, though.
No, really briefly.
Yeah, we did some
did
stuff
for
while
the
we
Ariana
were there.
Thing. Yeah, and I didn't. So yeah, our premiere party at Jax's, which was like not on the 19th when it aired, but you know, on the week before. We posted all the pictures. We were all glammed up. You guys know what I'm talking about. But that day was so surprising for me because I didn't realize the amount of press we would have.
Oh, my gosh.
And Luke has never done press.
Oh, my gosh. Well, think about, for me, I had to talk about a separation like 17 times in a row. I didn't think it was wearing off on me, but like towards the end of the night, I could like tell I was like really getting down and stuff. I was like, and it's supposed to, you know, I'm super excited about the show coming out, but it just like puts such a damper on my night
you're enthusiastic about the you talk about the show, and then they're like, so.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay.
Yeah. But it was still a fun night. Of course, for here sure. I am trying to be positive about everything. It was still a great night. We had so much support and there was a lot of people there.
It was pretty wild.
It was wild. My first red carpet.
Yeah. I mean,
with zero preparation. Oh, no one told me anything. That's what to expect. I had no idea what was going to happen.
Oh my gosh.
Tell Brittany when you got thirsty what happened.
Oh yeah, so I got thirsty.
On the carpet.
Yeah. Well, Ryan handed me a beer, Kristen.
Our manager.
Both your managers.
He brought me a tequila shot on the carpet.
And our Bravo
publicist.
Yeah. Snags it out of my hand right away. And my response was, I'm going to cover the label.
Ryan brought me a shot and I just took it right there. Oh,
nice. Well, she didn't even let me.
He knew that I needed it. I was going, you know,
We were in the middle of talking, I think to page 6, if I'm not mistaken, but like I had like a coughing fit for a minute. I was like, I need a water. My mouth is dry. I've been talking forever. And then, we got to talk. We did. I mean, so grateful. We got to talk to a lot of really awesome people.
It's a good thing. It's so good for our show that we got to do so much,
And just see people we used to interview with.
It's fun.
Familiar faces.
I didn't only have to talk about negative things.
I know. I mean, ours went a little south too, like always ending in like your fertility. So we're really sorry. Thank you so much. Okay. Can we now have a beer? But Luke, I think you handled it like a champ.
Thanks.
I think we all handled it really, really well.
Yeah, that is crazy because it was your first time doing something like that. I didn't think about that. I remember my first carpet thing. I thought it was crazy. I thought it was so crazy. It was such an experience I never thought I would do, So
everything's just been weird. I'll put it that way. It's like people are like,
how did you feel about your first episode you ever did come out?
I think doing this podcast specifically has really prepared me. I've heard my own voice. I've been putting this out there. So it wasn't the shock value that I thought it might have been to see myself doing this. Plus, I already lived it. I remember that.
Yeah.
It's literally how I took it. I haven't gotten any hate yet. So far, so good, I guess. I've just taken it day at a time. Trying not to get anxious or too excited.
It's really easy to overthink whenever you do reality TV. I'm an overthinker anyway, so just try not to do that because that's when it sucks.
No, he's not like that because he has to deal with me, so he has to be super level-headed.
That's true.
Be neutral and relaxed and chill because, Lord, we would not work if he was an anxious person.
That's very true.
And our house would be a goddamn tornado.
You gotta just let me be neutral sometimes.
I know. We talked about this in therapy yesterday. She was like, let Luke be neutral. So anywho.
/ boring. Sometimes I can be boring. Just let me be boring.
So, okay, everyone. Yes, got all your questions for Brittany. They are separated. You've heard it on her podcast, When Reality Hits. Follow, make sure you subscribe, and rate 5 stars, as always. And I always say that I'm going to let her be the one to always speak on things. We did do press together the other day as well, outside of the premiere party. And you and I did some Zoom stuff. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I missed 3 of them. I came late. I was having a morning. And I fucked up. But Brittany carried that weight. And then me, Brittany, and Jax did it together.
Yes.
And that was barrels of fun. That was a barrel of fun.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you did stay joyous and awesome and professional and friendly and exactly who you are the whole entire time. And you call him the grumpy grouper that is Jax. That's how nice you are. You didn't even go.
He's being a grumpy grouper today.
Yeah.
In one of the interviews.
in front of him. She didn't go, you're being a fucking asshole. She was like, you're just being a grumpy grouper.
That's because Brittany's sweet to the core.
I know. But he was being really difficult. And especially in the first one, shout out Lauren at Access Hollywood. Angel.
I mean, who knows how many times my eyes probably rolled during that interview. Not towards her. It was towards Steph, the how Jax was acting at first.
But we did get through it.
Yes,
and you've been getting through talking about it. So that's what's going on with them. And Brittany, if there's anything you want to add, we're in your Airbnb right now.
Yep, still in my Airbnb. Just taking it every day at a time, It's crazy, but it's been a good break. I'll just say that. It's good to have my space right now.
Yeah.
So
you just need to
I go up and down, up and down.
Yeah.
But, I feel pretty good right now.
Yeah.
Trying to stay positive always.
There's no cheating scandal. This is not a PR stunt. This is real life. And I'm sure a shit ton of you have been through it. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't, your best friend, your sister, your aunt, your mom, whoever, they fucking have. So just like have some grace.
Yeah.
Show Brittany some grace.
Thank you.
Brittany, you know? I've got a question about this. And if you're not comfortable, you always obviously don't answer. Mm-hmm. But right now is the ball completely in Jax's court, or is there like a plan to work together moving forward? I'm just curious. I don't know where all that stands.
He's got certain things that I have told him that I want him to work on, but like, I just don't know what's going to happen right now. We go back and forth. Like, are we going to, I don't know.
I don't want to get you emotional. We can skip over.
It's just too, right now I'm just like trying to see how things are with us not being together.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
No, it does. It does.
Yeah.
You want to see how he's being when you're not around.
Yeah.
Like, how is he being on his own? Is he being independent? Is he taking care of himself? Is he being responsible? Is he showing you respect?
Exactly.
You know, I've talked to you about this. You've talked to your listeners about this. But, like, you guys are co-parenting very well.
Yeah, for sure.
And you're the most amazing mom, which when I asked people if they had questions for you, like, there's a trillion questions that I've narrowed down to some, but it was just a lot of you're the best mom in the whole entire world, etc. Like, I've seen it with my own eyes often. I'm with you pretty often, and you and Jax are doing such a great job with that.
Thank you. Yeah, and that's the most important thing to both of us. Mm-hmm. You know,
what I've observed, and I'm not that really that involved, is that you guys are still communicating on a level to put Cruz first.
Oh, 100%.
And that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll just say when my parents split, they did not want to talk to each other. And I think that's common when couples split. The resentment is built to the point where they can't even communicate. They use a third party or something to communicate. And you guys at least are doing that.
Yeah,
so that's
we're trying really hard. Like, I would still want us to be like friends no matter what, because I don't want things to be difficult for the rest of my freaking life.
No, totally.
You know, if you're like hate the other person.
Exactly.
You know what? Yeah. I don't want that type of relationship.
Yeah. When Kanye said 18 years, 18 years. No, it's, 18 years until custody,
yeah.
I suppose, when they're an adult.
Yeah.
But no, it's like for life.
Yeah. And I'm angry about a lot of things. I'm not going to go into detail
for
about
sure.
that, but there are a lot of things in our relationship that I'm angry about, and I have my ups and downs about that too, but it's weird.
There's like anger, there's denial, and then it's with any situation, as we all know as adults.
I'm very up and down all the time.
And it's like love and fun memories, and then it's like, oh fuck you. It's like what Kelty Knight said on E! News, what she's learned in therapy, what I too have learned in therapy, is that two things can be true at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You can be like, I can't stand you right now, but I fucking love you.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
Yeah. And I think everyone knows that I've loved Jax, like,
of course,
harder than you could love anything, I feel
Sheena,
you know?
Sheena and Brock on Vanderpump Rules this past episode, Sheena, like, that's when, Luke, when they were playing with the little sign where they make happy and sad faces and stuff for summer. Anywho, but Sheena said, I don't like you right now. And Brock goes, I love you. And she goes, I love you too, but I don't like you.
Yeah. It's and easy to have those moments.
Anyway.
For sure.
So on the note of Sheena and Brock, and we had our heavy moment. Let's get back to just giggles and happiness.
Yes, right.
So we just answered all your fucking questions.
Okay.
We love you guys.
Yes, it's okay.
Yeah. So Sheena and Brock and Summer are right down the road now.
I know.
Does that like make you so excited?
I love it. I love that they have a house in the valley. Like everybody's moving to the valley. I love it.
Have you been there yet?
I haven't got to. She's basically just getting
just
her
moving
stuff
in,
moving
right.
in.
Yeah.
So I'll go whenever she invites us over, you know. I'm down.
Sheena, we ready.
We ready. I want to. I've definitely seen photos and everything.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to go over there. I'm happy for them.
It's so exciting, too. She doesn't live far away for the first time. And like, I don't even know
how
long.
It was always the longest ride to get
San
to
Diego.
Sheena. San Diego.
Palm Springs.
The docks or wherever she
Marina
lived.
Marina Del Rey.
Marina Del Rey.
That's so funny.
And even, she did live in Hollywood for a minute, which is not too far, but also like,
whenever
you don't
I first
go to
moved
Hollywood.
Here, we were, we lived in the same Park La Brea, the same complex forever. So she was just like always right around the corner for me. And then all of a sudden, so far away.
I know. It's what I always tell Sheena and what I say about Sheena. And like, this is something.
It'll be easier to see them more too, because they're always doing something, you know? But now they'll actually be on our side of the hill. So it'll be easier to see them more often.
Because Sheena could do.
She'll drive everywhere.
She really could. She used to do like Hollywood to Palm Springs to Vegas, back to San Diego within like 30 hours or yes. something.
What? They are in, she's in the car more than, I mean, I don't know how she, I tell her all the time, I'm like, I don't know how you drive so much because I hate driving. Yeah.
When she had to film Vanderpump Rules and she had her show in Vegas.
Oh, yes.
She was literally, she had a place in Vegas, but there were times she had to come back to film Vanderpump Rules or like do another, who knows, like another project or branding deal. I don't know. But she would like drive from California to Vegas and back.
Yeah, that girl loves to drive.
A split second.
Man, she might be the only person that drives more than me.
You know, you drive a lot.
Truck drivers, you know.
You drive a lot because you go back and forth.
From Colorado. Yeah. And I don't want to leave my German Shepherd behind. So I kind of have to drive.
Speaking of truck drivers, I saw this comment that made me really laugh today. And it said about our first episode of The Valley. It said, Jax needs to lay off the trucker coffee. Like, because the truck driver coffee or whatever. Yeah. He said, like, he goes, hey, I love that, like, just hardcore, pure coffee.
Yes, that's what he was saying.
Jax needs to lay off that coffee.
Yeah, he was like the truck driver. I think he even called it truck driver coffee, AMPM.
Yeah, AMPM.
And he had like stains in his armpits. Yeah. I was like, what the heck is that from? I'm not kidding, guys. Whenever we had that party at my house, it was like 103 degrees that day.
Oh, it was so hot.
And like where I have a huge sliding wall, like door wall, it was the inside was even hot. So we had to like bring fans out and everything by the end because it was
Brittany
just so
keeps
hot.
The house at like a cool 62.
I hate being hot.
Yeah.
Unless I'm like at a pool, you know?
Yeah.
Like, especially if I'm sleeping, like being hot when you're asleep, that is the most uncomfortable thing.
No, it's disgusting.
Thank God for air conditioning.
Yeah. Air conditioning.
You know, I think the world knows how good you are at throwing parties, and we know more firsthand because they're not all televised.
Yeah.
But I'm just curious, what does the process of creating an incredible Britney party.
Oh my gosh.
Like?
Well, I've always loved like themes or like even just, I've always loved decorating. And then I met these amazing party planners, Picnic and Piddle and Glitz and Gather. Glitz and Gather. Gosh, I can't talk. And they really like just like amped it up for me because I'll have like the theme and I'll already start like buying little things and I'll like set the colors and all that stuff. Like I'll like, especially for like his Toy Story party, I had already like had so many ideas and then I tell them and it just like, they bring it to life. Like the balloons that they do, that Janet County Fair was so freaking cute.
It was amazing.
Yeah. And like the popcorn balloons and all the stuff. And yeah, I just sit there and talk with my party planners and we just like plan like, let's have games, let's have funnel cakes. Like I'll tell them these things and they'll like go out and find like the best
things. You imagine it though.
Yeah. That's the thing. They always go for my like my ideas and then they just make them even better.
Tell Luke when you first started creating a Pinterest board for Cruz's first birthday party.
I think I was probably still pregnant.
Yeah. You were pregnant. I remember.
I was pregnant and I knew that his birthday party was going to be rookie of the year and he was going to wear an old school baseball uniform with the one hat, backwards hat. Because I always said it'd be so cute if he had long enough hair to stick out from underneath the baseball hat. And he, remember how long his hair was?
Oh, it was the best photo shoot. We went to a park in the Valley.
Yes, yeah. You came that day.
I came that day, yeah. Our friend Courtney Berman did the photo shoot.
I think Janet was there,
and
too.
And Janet was there. It was me, Courtney, you, and Janet.
Uh-huh.
And it was right before Little League. They were about to either play a game or have practice. So it was open. And
that was the cutest photo shoot.
And Cruzy was, oh my gosh, we'll post some photos.
Yeah,
from that
too. It's so cute.
But it was like adorable.
He was like sitting on the pitcher's mound and had like a bat and a glove.
But
and
she
a
had
ball
all
and...
of this like in her mind. And therefore, that photo shoot was before the party.
I had
so
his...
she could use those photos.
Yeah. I had those and I put the photos, and this was my idea
little
too.
Little toothpicks.
Yeah. Well, I also got, the invitations were tickets to stadium and it had Cruz's like photo on it and it looked like an admit one like ticket to get into the baseball park. It was so cute.
Every single party you have ever thrown.
Yeah, I just think of like little things like that.
Yeah.
And I love it.
So
I love doing
someone
it.
Someone said on the Valley, they were like, Jax and Brittany have a storage unit for Halloween. Jesse said that. He's not right.
It's
mainly Christmas.
It's mainly Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
I have like three containers for Halloween. Like I've definitely got a lot of Halloween decorations.
And
but
Thanksgiving
Christmas,
and Easter and everything else.
Yeah. But Christmas is the main. And Luke knows because he had to help go to the storage unit.
Yes, I've been there twice, actually. So, yeah. It's impressive.
You were like, give me something to do.
Sometimes, as I'm still getting my footing in California, sometimes I'd love to do a chore with somebody.
Yeah.
And that's awesome because that storage unit must suck.
Yeah.
I don't go to it with Jax anymore. Heck no.
It's not
that is just
bad.
A fight waiting to happen.
Yeah. Well, and you also are the one who has to take, well, you choose to, but you want to do your thing where it's like you take everything out,
yes,
you decorate the
yes
house. So it's like
his job was the to get the man work stuff out. Yeah. Totally. And he keeps it pretty organized.
No, he does. Yeah. And that's what I mean.
He's very organized.
Yeah. He does really good at that,
but
actually.
Your totes are so big.
Yeah. Like, they're huge.
For him to be wrestling that by himself all the time,
done
no wonder
it
he comes back. Oh, no, I could do it too, but I'd come back grumpy.
Yeah. You know? Oh, yeah. I mean, like, trust me. And then after that, I'm like, just bring the boxes in and go in the other room.
Yeah.
You know, cool off for a minute.
It's a two-person job. Yeah. One person can do it, but it's definitely yeah more of a two-person
he's
job.
He's done it by himself. Like, he'll do the Halloween by himself, but there's a lot more Christmas. That's so funny.
And every year, Christmas changes. Your theme changes.
Yeah. I know. I did gingerbread this year.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Every year, I'm, like, waiting for the text right around Thanksgiving time where Brittany goes, so this year,
I mean,
I'm still going to keep this, but
I'm going to add gingerbread.
And so
they went with my candy canes.
Yeah. What do we have coming up? We have Easter coming up. That'll be small.
Yeah.
Then we have Memorial Day. You always do that as well.
Easter's
Fourth
coming
of
up
July,
really
forget
quick
about
yeah
it.
Fourth of July, we
Fourth
like
of July, I can smell the candles from like two doors down.
Yeah. The pie candles.
Okay, so I want you to answer this question
because
okay I have some questions. This is from Taralia Kendrick. Has Britt ever considered a platform to share her amazing home decor skills/tips, recipes, etc.?
Oh, yeah. I would love to do something like that. If I could do something kind of like home decor line, like I need to work on some kind of like awesome collab.
Yeah.
But that would be like a dream of mine because like interior design and like cooking and all that stuff is like such in my wheelhouse.
I mean, you're the hostess with the most.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I should be. It's like a hosting book.
It's like a hosting thing.
Yeah.
Because you love themes.
Yes.
Which. Also, F you, Jesse Lolly. Themes are the best.
And, I feel like Jesse almost spoiler has to say something negative in every single interview. By we only had one episode so far.
But spoiler alert, Jesse too has a themed party. So stop being a Debbie Downer.
That's true. That's
Lord
so funny.
But yeah, I agree with you, Britt. Like, you're so good at themes and like what Luke was saying, the parties and hosting and just all the little details you always throw in.
Hey, you got my wheels a turning right now. So thank you, whoever asked that question.
I think it's a great idea, especially when you have the passion for it. Passion's
yes,
like the
I love it.
The first thing
yeah
you need, right?
It like calms me down. Like if I'm in a bad mood, I'll like cook a spaghetti bake or something.
Yeah.
I do.
Same though. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Luke and I had a tiff in the last few nights and I was like freaking out and I'm like, oh, I'm so sad. Or then I'm like, oh, I'm mad. And then I decided to
and
cook.
Then I'm like, whoa.
And then I decided to cook. And I like put my AirPods in and like played music. And he wasn't even home. And then I just started like cooking. And I was like, man, I feel fucking great
yeah
right now. And I forgot that, like, am I mad or am I sad? Or am I like being mad or sad for no reason when it's over already?
It calms me down too. It's a good way to get rid of anxiety too.
Because really
you're focused
is
on that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like when I go to the driving range.
Yeah.
I get frustrated,
like, food
and I'm
is
like,
love.
I'm going to go just hit some balls.
Yes, I mean, that's what you do to calm down, you know?
Exactly.
Jax likes to do that too, so, like, I get it. My brothers are all golfers. I don't know if you knew that. They all played in college and stuff.
I still have to meet your brothers.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get to go to Kentucky or something next season.
I know.
That would be so fun.
That would be the best thing ever.
Do the houseboats again.
Yes.
That, or maybe Colorado. I mean,
yeah,
some pretty cool
or
stuff
both
there. Or both.
Yeah, it'd be easy.
Heck yeah.
Okay, I want to do a few more questions for
okay
people. All that is homes. Can we please hear all about growing up in a haunted house?
I mean, I can't tell it all right now because there's
right
so many stories,
right,
but I
we'll continue at another date.
Yeah,
but
I'll have to do like a whole...
Because Luke doesn't know about this.
I meant to do it this Halloween, but there was something going on around Halloween that we ended up covering and I didn't get a chance to talk about. I forget what it was, but I was going to do like a whole haunted house
yeah
episode. So I'll have to try to remember to do that next year. But oh yeah, I definitely lived in a haunted house. My mom got married to my stepdad, Roger, whenever I was like 5 or 6 or something. And so we moved into his house and it was a super old house. It was built in like the 1800s or something, but it had like 2 kitchens. It was like really old. So it had an upstairs kitchen, downstairs kitchen. It had like an attic. It had a basement. It had a chute with like laundry all the way down. It was like super old and it was terrifying. I mean, I'm talking like bowling. It sounded like bowling balls going down the stairs in the middle of the night, TVs changing, I mean, just all kinds of crazy things. I believe in ghosts 100%.
Are you afraid?
There was times I would sit on the porch. Like, if my mom was working or something, I would like sit on the front porch swing or like go play with my friend's house until they got home from work.
But like right now in general in life, are you afraid? Like,
I sleep with the TV on.
Do too, because I'm terrified.
I don't want to wake up and like see something again, because that's happened to me before. And like, I don't want to... Like, I have to have light in the room. It freaks me out if it's pitch black.
I'm always like, I love you, appreciate you, like, rest in paradise and peace, but, like, please, please don't show yourself.
I mean, I got so many stories that I'll have to tell. Okay. And I felt like something followed me around for a while to different houses and everything. It was scary. Yeah.
Brittany, you probably don't know. I've got stories, too.
I see. Ghosts are real.
They are, 100%.
You know, Jax doesn't believe me, and I tell him all of my stories. And, I'm like, do you think I'm lying or something? You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, how can you not believe what I'm sitting here telling you happened to me?
I've got some very, very convincing ones, and my whole family is in belief.
My whole family is too, and I come from a very religious family, so like if we all knew that house was haunted, it's weird. It's crazy.
My story's more around my parents got an antique armoire and the weird stuff started happening.
Oh gosh, that sounds like
it wasn't the house, it was a piece of furniture.
Well, that's happens. I mean, those movies, what are they called? They're actual true stories. There's
the
four.
Haunting.
Yes.
I don't know the show you're talking about, but I know what you're talking about.
Annabelle was a real, Annabelle was a true story. The doll.
I didn't know that.
I think all those, The Conjuring. I think those are all based off real stories. Every single one.
You guys suck.
Great. Are we watching that tonight?
No, I'm gonna have to go home and watch Migration.
I mean, I think maybe fact check me, but I'm pretty sure I heard that they were all real stories.
Well, there's a lot of true story ones. That are terrifying.
Yeah,
I've watched because it was
that couple. You know, she's like a paranormal investigator, and she like talks to the dead and stuff. And that she was a real person. Like, they were a real couple that did those things. It's scary.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Okay, this is from Kate Fowley. What would you tell your 21-year-old self?
Oh Lord.
That's what. Period.
Oh Lord.
Period.
I would just say, get ready for the ride, because you never know what's going to happen. I definitely didn't think I would be doing what I do for a job, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm super grateful and super, lucky. So, you know.
I'd say keep doing what you're doing, girl. I would tell mine, nothing is what it seems right now. Like, your life is going to take a crazy turn.
That's what I was saying. You know, I never expected this stuff. It's crazy.
Luke?
Oh, I'd tell my 21-year-old self to buy Bitcoin.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
That's all I'd say.
Or, was it Amazon stock?
That too. Yes, 100%. And then NVIDIA now, I don't know.
I don't know anything about that. Hi, buddy.
Oh, hi, Cruzy.
Cruz just woke up.
Oh, sleepy eyes.
Hi, honey. Did you have a good nap?
What's your hair secret? This is from a trillion people.
Bradley Leak.
It's so shiny. It's so healthy. It's so, all of that.
I was born, this is going to sound weird, but I was actually born with really long hair. So, which is so weird. Cruz was born with long black hair too.
Yeah.
And then he got blonde.
So blonde.
But, for the longest time, whenever I moved to LA, I hadn't colored it in 8 years. Like, it wasn't touched by anything. I never used hairspray or anything.
Yeah.
So, and I didn't cut it that often.
It's like little kids' hair.
Yeah. So it was just super I guess if I just didn't put too much stuff in it, too much product. I just washed it with shampoo and conditioner, but I never used hairspray or anything damaging, really. Yeah. So, sorry, guys.
No, don't say sorry. Okay, well, let's sign off on that, because Cruzy just got up and we want to play.
Yes.
We're going to play, Cruzy. Listen, right. I get it. When Luke wakes me up, I am cranky as hell. I'm the worst.
You might be crankier than Cruz.
I'm way crankier than Cruz. But, Brittany, I love you so much.
I love you. Thanks for having me on.
Peace out, guys. Thank you so much.
Make sure to follow us on social media. You can follow me on all platforms at Kristen Doty, and follow Luke on Instagram at Luke_Broderick. Be sure to click the subscribe button so you can stay up to date with new episodes every single Wednesday. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
Hi. Hi, we're Donnie and Chelsea.
We're best friends, mortal enemies, and the hosts of I Am the Cute One.
On our show, we'll chat movies, gossip about pop culture and current events, but mostly we'll overshare, trauma dump, and embarrass ourselves publicly.
After all, we're millennials, so we've been living and laughing and loving through unprecedented events every few years our entire lives.
So if talking is your love language, subscribe to I Am the Cute One.